Ballistics tests have proved to be an important investigative tool in these shootings. They've proved that the bullets fired in several of the incidents were shot from the same .223 caliber rifle. The question is, who is using that rifle? There is no national system to identify who originally purchased the gun, but such a system is technologically possible.
Joining us to talk about the pros and cons of such a system are Jim Kessler, Policy Director for Americans for Gun Safety, and Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Mr. Kessler, first to you. You're an advocate of this system. How would such a system work? What's involved both technologically and organizationally?
This could be a real revolutionary system that would have incredible impact on crime fighting. What it is every gun, when it's manufactured, it's test fired. What they would do is take a print of the casing and essentially make a fingerprint. And each gun, just like each person, has a unique fingerprint and a unique signature. And what they would be able to do is put that into a database so that when a bullet is recovered in a crime, they would be able to look at that bullet and determine which particular firearm it came from, and then using other trace technology, determine which gun store sold that gun and the original purchaser of that weapon. And it would be an extremely important law enforcement tool.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of America, your organization is against this system. Why?
We don't agree that it is technologically useful, and we object that the only real purpose that will be accomplished by this system will be a national registry diffused through manufacturer records, which are computerized, so that the police at some future time, as they have in New York when they changed the rules after years of registering guns and then came and confiscated guns that had been legal, same they were trying to do in California, that would be the main accomplishment of this system, would be a time bomb waiting to go off on gun owners. Technically, when somebody has a gun, a new gun, they've got the signature, as it were, from the manufacturer. He's got it on file. After a few score of rounds through that gun, the signature is going to change. And so when they go back to look up the gun that I bought or anybody else bought, they're not going to find a match. And that means the whole purpose is going to be defeated.
Mr. Kessler, what about that? Would the signature change? Do you agree with Mr. Pratt?
I think Mr. Pratt has the technology a little bit off. The match doesn't have to be exact and perfect. Let's say you've fired a gun 1,000 times, and there will be, if you have real heavy usage of a firearm, there will be some slight changes. But what the match looks for, it doesn't look for the differences. It looks for similarities, and it's a computer program that basically matches up scores and scores of similarities, and because it's done by computer and can do thousands of calculations per second, it narrows it down to one gun or two or three at the most that it could possibly be done. So the system is really designed for the slight changes that would take place. And even if someone bought a gun and said, like, well, I'm going to take a file, I'm going to go inside and I'm really going to start scratching the inside of the barrel of this gun, even then the similarities are going to show up and match to the point where you're going to be able to catch this person.
Well, forensically, when you've narrowed something down to two or three, you don't have a case against somebody, but you're going to have more change than that. And if Mr. Kessler's argument alarms a future shooter, all he needs to do is go out and change the barrel, and he's solved the problem quite definitively. Meanwhile, the registry is still in place. The FBI still is keeping its list of gun purchasers. The serial number of the gun will be kept with a signature that will tie into the FBI records. It's a very bad deal for gun owners. It's not going to help solve crime. Registration schemes have not solved crimes ever.
So you're saying that even if this were technologically possible, the dangers of a gun registry outweigh the value that it might provide to a community trying to identify a killer like the one who's loose in
That's
the Washington,
correct.
D.C. metropolitan area.
In any given day, you're going to see some 4,000 self-defense uses of a gun. And we don't think that the continued war against self-defense is a good idea. It produces the unintended consequence of increasing crime. In the name of trying to solve a particular crime, you'll actually end up having more crimes committed.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, and Jim Kessler of the Americans for Gun Safety.